At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 581 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Monday. We are halfway through the month of May. I got good news and bad news if you're a Boston sports fan like me. The Bees didn't really show up, didn't really battle. You lose 3-2, the season's over. But I'll take it because guess what? I still got a team alive in the playoffs, the Boston Celtics. You love to see it, guys. The Celts now going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I have updated NBA futures prices for you guys. Eastern Conference, Western Conference, NBA title. I also have a speculative NBA Finals MVP bet that I wanted to share. We also give a quick breakdown of tomorrow's games because, guys, today's a weird day on a Monday. If you're looking for a sleepy Monday with not a lot going on, well, today's kind of your day, which usually for bettors isn't great. I like a jam-packed slate with sweats on sweats on sweats, and we can pick our spots and be selective, but today it's really all Major League Baseball. We got 13 games in MLB. I have 6 bets that I want to share with you guys. I have an updated list of the top systems in Major League Baseball thus far, so I'm excited to share those numbers with you. A lot of them that we've pretty much hit on every single day. But then also, I'll give you another one on how Sunday Night Baseball can affect both teams coming back the next day on Monday. So we do have a system match for that as well. So 6 MLB games. Again, no NBA, no NHL. So I'm like, Tyrone Bigum. So where can I get some playoff games at? No playoff games tonight. But today we're going to do our best to stack a unit or two and hopefully get everything set and settled and kind of stretch our legs and just talk betting and look at some of these games, from a day out. See if we can pick off some good numbers. Because in particular, both the spreads for the Eastern and Western Conference Finals game ones are moving. So we'll stay tuned to that, and we'll break it all down for you on today's pod, episode 581. So for those who are wondering, the backyard barbecue was a success at our house. We survived the party. Metal Pup, I think she got over under 2.5 hot dogs that fell on the ground, and she was able to eat, so she was in heaven. We were grilling, chilling, thrilling. Everyone had their Bruins jerseys on. Again, we got that loss out of the way early, but hung out, played cornhole, had a Beirut tournament, so I'm feeling pretty good. Luckily, I'm feeling okay. Usually after a good weekend, you're banged up, you're not feeling your best, but I'm feeling good. I'm excited here, but we did survive our first housewarming party at the new crib. So good to get that one under our belt. And I'll tell you what, as a host, there's a lot you learn about you and your house and kind of hosting in general. It's great to be a host. It's a lot of freaking work. Doing the grill, keeping track of the dog, making sure everyone's happy. I realize after hosting our first house party that it sometimes is best to be a guest. I would just say that. I'll leave it at that. But seriously, guys, we will break down all the games for today. Big Major League Baseball day, as I mentioned. No NBA or NHL playoffs here, but we'll look ahead to some games upcoming. Real quick, last time we hung out and talked on the pod, 5-4 on Friday. 5-4, but we were minus 0.21 units. So I'm looking back, we were 3-3, MLB, Milwaukee, Houston, the Yankees. We did have a 2-0, which was nice, with the Celtics. That was game 6 last time we talked. And then that Warriors under. Couldn't get the Dallas under that that Friday night. I think it landed on 6. Empty net goal killed us. But 1-1 and biting. So I'm annoyed by these 1-1s. We need to make these 1-1s 2-0s. But John DeRobia came up huge for us with a win. But Rakic, you had a huge line move. You're 30 years old and you lose to a 39-year-old. Come on, man. That's like the ESPN, the Keyshawn Johnson. Come on, man. But anyway, guys, 1-1 UFC. We'll see if we can get a hot streak going here coming into next week. But a lot to get to, or I guess not a ton to get to, I'll be totally honest with you. Big MLB day today. That's about it. But we will do a little bit of housekeeping and a little homework going into the conference finals in the NBA. So we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty here, guys. But real quick, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter. Plug in your email, and then as soon as you do, you'll wake up every single morning to my Market Insights column, giving you sharp reports every single day. It's free, and again, best way to stay plugged into VSiN and everything that's going on in the sports betting market. But really, today's newsletter, all Major League Baseball. Adam Burke has his great Burke's Blurbs, and also if you haven't seen The Run Line yet, Adam and Ben Wilson do a great job every Sunday. It's a new baseball-driven show, and Pritch was joking that, it's a show for nerds. So if you're into like the analytics, the sabermetrics, these guys are crushing it, and I think there's a lot of value in that. So if you haven't seen it, we do have a link in today's newsletter. If you want to rewatch The Run Line, hour one or hour two, you have Dave Tooley's ATS report every day. Jason Weingarten does a great job with MLB as well. We have links to all of our city casts. Also a lot of NFL news here. So we have Michael Lombardi, who I did want to congratulate. He tweeted it out, but Michael's working on his next book, and I think he just finished, so can't wait to read that. We have GM Shuffle Podcast. We also have a lot of breakdowns here for player development in the NFL, win totals. Michael's got a bunch of great articles right now. Steve Mackinnon, Matty Humans, the whole team here with great NFL coverage. Promos for legal sports books, take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line and get better numbers. You'll have a rundown of all the shows that day. You also, a little piece of news here. The 2022 Circa Sports Million and Survivor Contest will be released by Derek Stevens on Follow the Money on Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning. So stay tuned for that. I left some info on that. You also get, all of the all the low bets, higher dollars, bet splits, sports betting 101, videos, live odds, tools, betting sheets, everything you need to help you make the smartest bet that you can for free. It costs you nothing, and you get a lot in return with the VSiN newsletter. So that's VSiN.com/newsletter. Then, of course, you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey. Sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. Once you become a member, you get everything that we offer at VSiN, which is a ton. So for only $59, now until July 31st, you will get everything behind the VSiN.com paywall. All those low bets, higher dollars, stats, and splits from DraftKings and BetMGM. Links to, or you get afternoon best bet emails that, best bet picks from all the guests and the hosts at VSiN. You get every Points Your Weekly magazine. You get a live stream of all the VSiN shows. Everything you need to become the better that we all want to be. So again, no such thing as locker guarantee. I hope you guys know me by now. I would never guarantee you anything. But I guess I can guarantee you this, you'll get a lot of great intel and information so that you feel, based on data, advice, information, that you are making the smartest bet that you can. That's the guarantee if you become a member. $59 now until July 31st. And then, of course, you hear me say it all the time, but get on Twitter. Twitter is a great resource for sports bettors because we are operating in a real-time market constantly, as we speak, as I'm talking right now, numbers are moving, lines are changing, big actions coming in, injuries take place, weather changes, trades, scratch starting pitchers, starting goalies, all that kind of stuff, guys. So Twitter is our resource and our lifeline to breaking news and information that could affect our bet. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsiN.com. I'd love to help you in any way that I can. Questions, comments, suggestions. How can we improve the pod? You need an app to track your bets. You need an access to a live odds page. You got a question about hedging or gambling philosophy. Let me know. I'd be happy to help you in any way that I can. That is my number one goal when it comes to betting. So, of course, guys, let's dive in. We will leave the second half of the pod for kind of a look ahead toward some of these NBA lines for tomorrow and Wednesday, some of these conference final games. For both Eastern and Western Conference. But I wanted to start off talking MLB and then also give you some of the top systems thus far in Major League Baseball. So I quote tweeted this, VSiN Elite Live tweeted out the Sharp Report today. But I want to just hit you up with, you know, four systems that we've talked about a lot. And anyway, you know, when you get to a new Monday, like a lot of this info, like, you know, it's kind of good to just get reacclimated and say, okay, like to this point, what's been doing well? Is it a guarantee it'll continue to do well? No, of course not. But again, if you can find an edge, you know, sometimes that's one, you know, one of the biggest parts of, about sports betting. If you can find that small edge. And again, I'm not, some of these system matches, unless you're like, again, lightning off a loss in the NHL playoffs or Army Navy unders, like those are ones that I blindly follow. And it's very rare to blindly follow anything. Typically, you don't want to blindly follow anything. But, you know, again, I'm kind of half joking, but those epic system matches, okay, I'll play them no matter what. These ones are starting off point. And then if we can layer in, okay, it's a system match and maybe they're contrarian with a reverse line move, or maybe there's a big steam move, or maybe, you know, we have a good lefty-righty matchup, or the wind's blowing in and we got a good under system. That's the whole point of these betting systems. They're a piece of the puzzle, maybe not the entire puzzle, but if you can put them in together with other data, you can feel more confident getting down and hopefully cashing a bet. So, top systems for me, there's four of them, not a ton here, but number one, totals. Totals, when the total is 8.5 or more, the under guys, 135 and 87, 61%. You'd be up over 35 units, 16% return on investment. So the notable thing to me is, you know, this kind of makes sense because, you know, we saw unders come up, you know, off to an incredible start there. I think through the first month, they're like 62%, almost like the NBA when they started to crack down on those abnormal basketball movements where you can't up fake a three and get three shots. They stopped calling that. But unders are now, this is just in general, all unders, 270 and 227, 54%. So they've fallen like 6-8% over the last couple weeks. But here's the thing. The ones that are losing are the 8 or lowers. Those over 8, over 7.5. Those are cashing over. But that magic number of 8.5 has still continued to do very well. So even though unders overall have lost a little bit of their return on investment, it's the 8.5 magic number. So keep that in mind. You're betting a total. If the total is 8.5 or higher, the under is 135 and 87, 61%, 16% ROI. Then we have some favorite system matches. So non-division road favorites, you hear me say this a million times, but don't have to worry about the divisional dog angle. And you can also kind of take advantage of the public, maybe overvaluing home field advantage. But non-division road favorites, 68 and 33, 67%, 13% return on investment. Favorite off a loss, who made the playoffs last year. So you're expected to win. You're coming off a loss. You want to bounce back. And you also made the playoffs last year. So you're probably a good team who knows what it takes to bounce back. 67 and 31, 68%. 13% return on investment. And then the last one, both teams just had a day off, take the favorite. Very, very simple, but 27 and 12, 69%, 16% return on investment overall. So totals 8.5 or more, take the under. Non-division road faves, fave off a loss, made the playoffs. Both teams had the day off, take the fave. As of now, and we'll track these all year, that's what I do all season for every sport, but those are really the systems that have cashed at the highest rate so far this year. So just a few things to keep in mind as we talk about our games for today. So with that being said, we got six bets today. It's a big Major League Baseball day. If you like baseball, it's kind of your only option today, but I'm okay with that because I love betting Major League Baseball. First one on the board for me, Miami Marlins, Washington Nats. I'm going fishing here, baby. Let's go fish. I'm on Miami. Give me Miami here, guys. This opened Miami as low as like minus 145, minus 150 at home. You saw it get all the way up to around minus 200. So I wrote this one in the newsletter for the Market Insights Sharp Report here. Got all the way up to 200. It's ticked down a little bit. You're now seeing Miami back down to around like minus 180, minus 190, something like that. But overall, despite kind of that late break, maybe that was just saying, hey, the payout on Washington just got so good. Hey, but you know, bite at the apple there. That was maybe part of the buyback. But overall, you're still seeing all movement pretty much toward Miami here. This would match, I didn't, you know, post this, but home favorites minus 200 or more. They're 49 and 21, 70% this year. So they've done very well. You also look at the pitching matchup. I'm going to put a lot of stock into Miami here. Sandy Alcantara, 2.74 ERA. Aaron Sanchez, ERA of like 8. You also have a favorite with a very low total. I'm not going to call it a very low total, but it's 8. And it is juiced up under minus 115 at a bunch of books. So maybe it falls to 7.5, but that is a, you know, big favorite, minus 150 or more, low total, fewer amount of expected runs scored. More likely they come from the favorite. So that would be correlative betting. A good sign there for Miami. You also have Washington, 10 and 21 as a dog, only 7-9 on the road. Team ERA, 3.47 for Miami, almost 5 for Washington. They've really struggled pitching-wise. And then also run differential. One of the easiest ways that Bill James kind of came up with to quantify how good or bad your team is, just how many runs have you scored? How many runs have you given up? If it's a minus number, you're a bad team probably. If it's a plus number, you're probably a good team. So Fisher plus 10, Washington is minus 36. Let's go Miami. I got Miami at minus 190. Next play for me, I'm going to go Tampa Bay at home against Detroit. Another kind of a high number here. They open minus 190, but you're seeing the Rays get up to around minus 210 at a lot of these shops, or minus 200 or more. So they're really creeping up as we speak. This would match a couple systems. Non-division home favorites, 57%. The home fave 200 or more, 70%. And then also favorite with a very low total. So correlative betting, this one's even better because it opened 8, got down to 7.5, juiced up like it may even get down to 7. Remember, closed or closed roof stadiums or domes, they are better to the under. So I'd lean under a little bit, but if this gets down to 7 and you miss the 7.5, it could be a layoff because they're a full run off the opener of 8. But favorite with a very low total, you have Tampa 15-8 as a favorite versus Detroit 7-16 as a dog. You also have Tampa 11-8 at home, only 3-10 on the road, Detroit. That's that little, those little things like a 3-10 on the road or a 1-9 against righties. Like those are the little things to me that, you know, are what we call portfolio plays. What my guy Pritch is doing, my co-host on Betting Across America, he's got a portfolio with certain little things like that, you know, to make sure you catch it, you catch them next time they pop up. We also have -1 Tampa run differential, kind of surprising, but -33 for Detroit. And then also a couple righties on the bump, Fido and Kluber. We have Tampa Bay 15-11 against righties. Detroit just 8-16 against righties. So shop for the best line. I got Tampa Bay at minus 198. That is my play. So let's go Rays. Next one for me. This is going to be a not a huge line move, but a really good contrarian reverse line move play. And also a system match that I didn't tweet, but I kind of teased a little bit. Fading teams who played on Sunday Night Baseball. So St. Louis is at New York Mets today, guys. Miles Michaelis is on the bump. He's been really, really good. I know he's good a few years ago, but he's got a 1.49 ERA. He's pitching against Trevor Williams, like a 5.7 ERA. Everyone is saying, give me St. Louis. You know, pretty good team here. You know, Mets have a slightly better record, but St. Louis, 19-15. Look at what they've done recently. They just, you know, destroyed San Fran last night, 15-6 on Sunday Night Baseball. So public is saying, give me St. Louis all day in the plus money. But guys, the line has pretty much stayed the same or slightly moved to the Mets. The Mets open at home, you know, minus 110, minus 115. They've pretty much stayed where they're at. At one point, they got up to minus 120 and had a little buyback bringing it back down. But this would be a non-division home favorite system match. This would be a Mets against righties system match. So Mets against righties this year, 19-7, 73%. But also, fade teams who played on Sunday Night Baseball. Why? Because it's a late night. You don't really get a lot of sleep, and then you got to travel. That makes it even harder. So St. Louis played at home. Now you got to travel to New York and play the very next day where the Mets played a day game and they're ready and rested and ready to go. That angle, I believe, is maybe 5-0 or 5-1. I know it's off to a really good start so far, but betting against the team who played on Sunday Night Baseball. Very simple, but we do have a match there on the New York Mets. So I'm going to go Mets, guys. They're only getting about a third of bets. It's pretty much minus 110 you can find right now. But this is a play for me that even if you see a little, you know, juice movement back to St. Louis, we're playing that Mets against righties and we're playing that contrarian spot, with fading teams who played on Sunday Night Baseball. So, give me the Mets. Let's go Metropolitans. I got the Mets at minus 111. Next play for me, I'm betting against my Sox. I'm going Houston Astros tonight, guys. This one jumped out to me, just in terms of kind of a value play. So obviously the Red Sox have really struggled this year. Don't get me started. They're 13-21. You're below Baltimore in the standings, which is absolutely pathetic. But you look at this one. It opened Red Sox. They're on a minus 120 favorite. They're around minus 120 still, minus 125. Line hasn't ticked up too much here. But that's notable to me because this is almost like the play we made. Who was it the other day? On the Yankees. I think they're at the White Sox. And we were saying, hey, this is just kind of a value play on a good team getting plus money. That's the way I look at Houston here. So if you look at Houston, you have, do have a good system match, non-division. What do we have? Sorry. What do I have system match-wise? Oh, I have a road dog, very high total. This is the highest total on the board other than the Colorado Rockies Coors Field one. This total opened at 8.5. It's up to 9. It's juiced up over 9. Like it may even get to over 9.5. Like this thing is rising bigly as we speak. It is a nice day in Boston. It's about 70 degrees here. I'm about 25 minutes away from Fenway in a town called Westford. But also, we have pretty good wind here. About 10-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to dead center or over the Green Monster. So you're seeing a lot of over money come in here. And again, more expected runs scored, better for the dog there. More variance, more upset opportunity. So we do have Houston also 14-8 on the road. Red Sox only 4-9 at home. Houston is plus 40 run differential, and the Red Sox are minus 12. And then pitching, better team ERA, 2.91 versus 3.75. And as I mentioned, with kind of just a value play, Houston, like this isn't the biggest reverse line move in the world. Houston is actually kind of slightly over 50% of bets, slightly public. But again, it's a value play based on a good team who, by the way, is 12-1 their last 13 games, getting plus money. So shop around. I got the Houston Astros at plus 109. That is my bet there. Let's go Stros betting against my Sox. Next play for me, I'm going to go Milwaukee Brew Crew. Let's make some beer. Opened at minus 130, Milwaukee at home against Atlanta. You're creeping up to around minus 140, minus 145 at quite a few shops. So this would match a line move in favor of the home team, non-division home favorites. They've dipped a little bit here. They're about 58% now, but also favorite with a very low total. Open at 8, down to 7.5, so looks like some under money coming in. Milwaukee is 20-10 as a favorite. I was looking at some day and night. Any Kid Cudi fans out there? Day and night. My Cudi fans, you know what I'm talking about. 2010, when I just graduated college, that CD was on repeat, that album every day, and there aren't even CDs anymore. See how old I am? But anyway, day and night. At night, this one's kind of crazy. Milwaukee, 14-6 at night. So they play well when it's dark out, I guess, or under the lights. They have a better lineup, hitting 236 versus 228, better team ERA, 3.65 versus 4.15, and they're 10-4 at home, whereas the Braves are 6-8 on the road. And then run differential, plus 28 Milwaukee, minus 14 for Atlanta. So I'm going to lay it with Milwaukee here, like this non-division home favorite line move in their direction. So I'm going Milwaukee. I got them at minus 140. And then last play of the night for me, guys. There were some leans for me. I decided not enough there to get down on a few of these like 8 o'clock games. But the one play that I'm going to end the night with, and dear God, I'm like very PTSD when it comes to totals. I feel like they're really difficult. You have a sharp under, sharp as attack. It flies over. You bet an over, and it's a 1-0 game. I mean, totals to me in MLB are much more difficult than money lines. Maybe you guys would disagree. But anyway, this one checked off all the boxes, so I got to take a shot here. Give me the Dodgers under tonight. Dodgers and Arizona Diamondbacks. The D-backs are at Chavez Ravine. Pretty good pitching matchup. Madison Bumgarner, 2-1, 1.78 ERA. Tony Gonsolin, 3-0, 1.33 ERA. What I like about this one, total open at 8.5. Slight majority of bets are on the over. Think of that, you know, star-studded Dodgers lineup there with a bunch of big boppers. But open 8.5, it stayed 8.5, despite a slight majority of bets on the over. And actually, the juice is really leaning under. So the total is 8.5 under minus 115. So does it get to 8? I don't know. But it is, you know, telling to me that they're making you pay a much higher price on the under, despite majority bets on the over. And this would match our system on that magic number with totals. 8.5 or higher, the under. 135-87, 61%. You also get both these teams. They're under teams this year. Knock on wood. Let's make it another under tonight. Dodgers, 17-14 to the under. Arizona's been really good to the under, 22-12. They've played three times so far this year. The under's 3-0. Arizona 7-2 to the under their last nine, and the under is 5-1 the last six head-to-head between these teams. So give me a low-scoring game here, guys. I'll take a 4-3. I'll take an 8-0, whatever it takes. Just give me 8 runs or less. Give me Dodgers under 8.5 tonight. So our 6 bets tonight, can we get 4 of them? Give me Miami. Let's go fishing. Minus 190. Tampa Bay, minus 198. New York Mets, minus 111. Houston, plus 109. Milwaukee, minus 140. And the Dodgers under 8.5. There you have it, guys. First half of the pod in the books. And I know we don't have any more sweats for today, but it always pays to do your homework. And remember when your teacher in school always said, did you do your homework? And hopefully you did. If you didn't, you know, the shame just, you know, pours down your face here. But we're going to do a little bit of homework. I don't know if I'm going to bet some of these games right now. I'm kind of close on one of them, but I want to update you guys on the NBA title odds. We're down to the final four. Yes, the Celtics have made it. So let's go. Some of these series prices may surprise you a little bit. I have a speculative bet on NBA Finals MVP flyer, if you're interested, and it's not the favorite. And then also, I'll get you updated on what we're seeing throughout the market for some of these game ones coming up over the next couple days. So just talked MLB. Now let's talk a little NBA playoffs. When we return on episode 581 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena every single day, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 581 of the Market Insights Pod. Started the pod talking MLB, kind of, you know, getting everything back in a groove here after a big weekend. Hopefully everyone had a good time, and I can tell you in New England, it's feeling like summer. It's about 80 degrees every day. I'm not used to it, but finally all the grass seed I've been planting trying to fix up the yard, it's starting to sprout, so I'm feeling good about that. But a lot to get to today, guys. Again, smaller slate, but I want to do some quick recapping or homework, I guess, getting ready for tomorrow. So started baseball. Let's talk a little NBA. Now, we're down to the Final Four, and just from a, you know, odds maker's perspective, the sportsbook's got to be really happy because this was a tweet from John Ewing. The top, let me get this right here. The top, what is it? The top nine favorites to win the NBA title in the preseason, eight of them are dead. So Nets plus 225, Lakers, Bucks, Suns, Jazz, 76ers, Clippers, Nuggets. Eight of those nine top favorites are out. So everyone who bet those teams are done. The only one that was a top nine preseason favorite, the Warriors plus 1200. And now they are the favorite to win the title at plus 150. So from that perspective, odds makers are happy. A lot of these, you know, chalky bets to win it all are eliminated. So again, I know no one's going to say, you know, congrats to the book, but hey, that's just kind of interesting to me that, you know, this is kind of more of a wide open title than we've seen in recent years. So in terms of the NBA title, the Warriors are the favorite plus 150 right now. They will have home court, obviously, against the Mavs. Boston Celtics, what's notable to me is, you know, they open up on the road. We'll get to that game in a second here, but Celtics plus 200, Miami plus 425, Dallas plus 600. If you think Luka can continue to pull off these incredible upsets. And by the way, looking at yesterday's game, guys, you know, I know we didn't have the pod and, you know, I don't do Lombardi lines anymore on the weekend. I will be back when we get to the NFL, but I know you guys noticed this, you know, it opened Celtics minus five, stayed minus five, even though the Bucks were getting like 2/3 of bets. So that line freeze on Boston, contrarian line freeze in a fade the trendy dog spot ended up coming through. Again, think of it this way. You ever get a favorite in the playoffs? It kind of doesn't matter what the number is. If they're getting less than 40% of bets, it's almost an auto bet for me. Again, because you rarely get public loving dogs like that. Anyway, looking at the Eastern Conference Finals, Boston minus 185, Miami plus 150, Golden State minus 225, Dallas plus 185 on the series prices. What I wanted to mention was, number one, before we get into the games here, and then also some playoff systems, we'll give you updates on what's really cashing right now, favorites and unders. But NBA Finals MVP. So the odds makers are also happy about this because, you know, your Devin Bookers, your Giannis, your Chris Pauls, all these guys are off the board, obviously, because they've been eliminated here, Ja Morant. So who are we left with NBA Finals MVP? You still have Curry, plus 200. But my speculative bet, and I know everyone's, your eyes are in a gloss back in the back of your head's like, Celtics, what a homer this guy is. He's got his Dunkin' Donuts coffee. He's going to go park his car in Harvard Yard. What are you doing, kid?
But I tell you right now, the data backs it up. Jason Tatum. If you're looking for a Flyer NBA Finals MVP, Tatum opened at plus 1,200. He's down to plus 275. He has the second best odds behind Stephen Curry. And what I like about Tatum, I got the latest batch of data from BetMGM. He's getting 8.5% of bets for NBA Finals MVP, but 15.4% of the money. That is the highest money share of any player left on the board. Curry's getting 8% of bets, but 14% of money. So Tatum has the biggest discrepancy here, and he also has the biggest share of the handle. So if you're looking for a Flyer, Tatum, plus 275 NBA Finals MVP. If you think the Celts can win it all, Tatum's probably going to be the guy who's going to lead them there. So just wanted to mention that. Tatum, kind of a dark horse for NBA Finals MVP. But in terms of some updated numbers on the playoffs, and then we'll get to an early look ahead for these games coming up here. Number one, favorites. You had a Celtics favorite cash yesterday. Now, of course, the Suns, I was shocked by that. I could see a loss to Dallas, but losing by 30, being down by 40 pretty much all game, that was really shocking. And you did see that line. I think it opened minus 6 Suns, got up to 6.5. So they did have some support in their favor, but 1-1 favorites yesterday. But overall, favorites now 42-33 against the spread, 56% ATS in the playoffs. Straight up, just winning the damn game, 52-23 straight up, 69%. Teams that have a line move in their favor, it can be toward the favorite, toward the dog. This speaks to, you know, this time of year when these lines are so sharp and odds makers have so much data to go off of, they set really good opening numbers. If they have to move the line, they're moving it because they're getting in a lot of respected money. So that's the whole thought process here. To me, line moves are more meaningful in the playoffs than they are in the regular season because the handle's bigger, the liability's bigger, and you have more data and game logs to go off of to strengthen your power rating and strengthen your number. So again, if they are moving it, it's big money moving it, or maybe it's an injury. You could also see that happen. But anyway, just any kind of line move, a dog plus 5 to plus 4, a favorite minus 1 to minus 2. It could be any kind of move in any, just as long as it goes in your direction. 33-26 against the spread, 56%. Unders 49-26, 65%. The real banger here has been unders that fall, at least half point, 29-12, 71%. So favorites, unders, line moves, that's really been where we've been making some money here in the NBA playoffs. But now let's get to the game first for tomorrow. So sadly, we're not going to have any more like, you know, three NBA or two NBA playoff games every night or two or three NHL every night. We're pretty much down to one a night here, which on the one hand, I'm like, I want more action. On the other hand, it's like, these are going to be so ridiculously heavily bet that maybe there's more contrarian value to these, you know, one-offs every night. But anyway, guys, Celtics are at Miami game one. Now, I went into this saying, man, Heat are in a pretty good spot. Heat have been off since Thursday. They last played on the 12th, whereas Boston had a really grueling series there against the Bucks. They last played on, obviously, yesterday, Sunday the 15th. So you have a three-day rest advantage for the Heat in this spot. And now you're at home. You're laying a short number. Everything sounds like it's lining up pretty nicely for the Heat for game one. But what is the market telling us, guys? Yes, I'm a Celtics fan, but I hope you guys know I'd never force you into my fandom. I always am true to the line movement, and if it happens to coincide with my favorite team, then hey, I'll take it. But this is a sharp Celtics play for game one. We'll have to see. We have until tomorrow at 8:30 to see how these bets, you know, build up, and you know, will there be some buyback? But guys, early numbers moving toward Boston. This game open, Miami Heat laying minus 2 at home. Some shops are even minus 2.5 at home. You've seen that 2.5 get down to 2, and those 2s are down to 1.5. So basically, Celtics, even though you're getting 2/3 of bets on Miami, and again, it is early, but around 65% of bets are on the Heat laying the points here. And again, how can you not take Miami on the series price? Plus 150, number one seed home court. I get all that. But the market is telling you, Celtics, some good money coming in their direction. Opening plus 2.5 or plus 2. They're down to plus 1.5. That's notable to me because you're not getting 2/3 of bets on Boston. They're not the trendy dog here getting a line move. They're the unpopular hazmat dog, only getting 1/3 of bets, yet the line's moving in their favor. So I'll be honest with you guys. I think you could wait this out and try to get a 2 again, but I would be fearful that if you wait too long, this could get down to 1. Does it get down to a pick 'em? I don't know. But I took today Celtics plus 1.5. I missed the 2. But I jumped on the 1.5. That's going to be what I'm going to sweat here. And I wanted to, you know, mention to Michael Lombardi because we were just did Lombardi line. But I was like, hey, this rest advantage, like you would think, really benefits the Heat. He flipped it and said, hey, Heat might be rusty. Celtics, you know, when you're in the playoffs and you're playing well, you want to keep playing every other day. So maybe that angle of, you know, Miami's rested and that's a big advantage. Maybe it's a little bit mitigated. Maybe the Celtics are kind of have that momentum, that good like energy, having playing every other night and just keep going. Maybe they carry that over. So again, moral of the story for game one, Celtics in the Heat, Open Heat laying 2.5 for two. It's down to 1.5. Line's going to Boston. Looks like a reverse line move. I jumped on the Celtics plus 1.5. Some numbers that you may like to hear if you're going to sweat Boston with me. Celtics are 18-8 against the spread as a dog this year, 69%, and they're 5-0 against the spread in the postseason as a dog. So those are some good angles there for Boston. You also look at playoff line moves off a win, 19-13, 59%. It's been a match there with the Celtics as well. Mentioned the total two, open 206 down to 204. Looks like an underplay. I know it's super low, and you're going to throw up in your mouth if you bet an under 204, but maybe we get that, 97 to 95 game, something like that. Public is hammering the over, yet the total fell. Really low total, but playoff under 65%, and unders that fall, as we mentioned, 71%. So it could be a low-scoring series there as well. And then I know this is kind of really far away. It's only Wednesday, but it feels like it's far away. But Mavs-Warriors, keep an eye on this one, guys. If you still see Dallas Mavericks with the hook 5.5, I'd consider betting that. They open getting 5.5 at Golden State game one. A lot of these books are going down to 5. So just like you're seeing that, road dog line move to Boston, you're seeing that same road dog line move to the Mavericks here. And the Mavericks, they've been good as a dog, not quite as good as the Celtics, but 23-18 against the spread as a dog this season, 56%, 6-4 ATS in the postseason as a dog, 60%. So again, line move toward Dallas, getting 5.5 down to 5. I see one shop that's plus 5, minus 115. This may get down to 4.5. So if you're kicking yourself saying, hey, I couldn't get the 5.5 if your book doesn't have it up there anymore, maybe the 5 will be okay because it may trend down to 4.5. The juice is at least two shops I'm looking at, plus 5, minus 115. So, again, movement here toward Doncic, which, by the way, this guy is incredible. It's unbelievable what he's been doing. Tip of the cap, golf clap to Luka. And then also, guys, a little bit of under money there, 215 down to 214. And we have seen Dallas. Really, to me, the angle with Dallas is those home unders. They've been really good at home to the under. Let me find it for you. 34-12 to the under at home. But Golden State, 27-18 to the under at home. So both teams have been pretty good under teams on the season. And again, I'd lean under there with this really good under system match as well. But we'll break down all this stuff. We'll update it for you on Betting Across America on the pod tomorrow. But long story short, guys, I put in one bet for tomorrow, Celtics plus 1.5. If it gets back up to 2, I'll say, why did I bet it so early? If it gets down to 1, I'll say, nice, we beat the closing line. But again, this thing's moving toward Boston. I did put in Celtics plus 1.5 for game 1 tomorrow night. Cannot wait to sweat that game because, again, I got my Red Sox are pretty much terrible. My Bruins are done. Who knows about the Pats? Long time until I sweat a Pats game. Still no offensive or defensive coordinator. But my Celtics are alive and well. And let's see if the Celts can make us proud in Boston here, guys. But there you have it. Another day, another dollar. Reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you feel, since you've been listening to the pod that you've been beating some closing lines, who knows, maybe your books are limiting you, which is a badge of honor. Limiting means basically they're not letting you bet as much money as other people are. So if it's 500 a game at this book, they only let you bet 300 because you're sharp and they're afraid you're going to take money from them. Or maybe they're shading your numbers where everyone else can get a 3.5 and you can only get a 3. Those are things that do happen across the market, and it's a sign of you doing well. And again, I think books are terrible to do that because they just get negative PR. But anyway, if the pod has helped you in any way, think more analytically. Take your bias and your gut instinct out of it. Bet based on numbers, data, line movement, percentages, system matches, correlative betting matches, all the kind of stuff that we talk about. If the pod's helped you at all, cash some bets, feel more confident in the market, beat some closing lines. Maybe you parlayed everything. And now you flat bet. Maybe you've been more disciplined with your bankroll. Whatever it may be, if the pod has helped you, or if you just think I'm a decent guy and you want to make my day, there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It'll mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the market, going from a total novice, recreational, square Pierre better, to slowly getting my first break in the industry and saying, hey, if I want to, be a decent sports bettor, I can't do what everyone else is doing. I can't parlay every favorite. I can't bet my favorite teams every game just because I love them. No, we got to look at the data, the information, the line movement, take things from a contrarian angle. That's all that I put together in my book to help you guys. If you're a new bettor, even if you're a wise guy or a wise girl, I got a lot of systems there that you may not know about. So if you want to pick up a copy, it's got how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, contrarian value, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So again, if you want to pick up a copy, it would mean a lot to me if you already have. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, hopefully in Massachusetts, my state, if we can come to an agreement before July 31st, fingers crossed, maybe we're out in the virtual matrix in New York breaking handle records every day, Kansas just legalized betting, Maine legalized betting, or maybe if you're out in the desert, where Patrick Maher told me they're starting to get into the hundreds there, I thought it was hot in 85 in Boston the other day, stay cool if you're out in the desert, but bump into you in the desert at the South Point where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found, or of course, if you bump into Stormy or the crew at Circa, Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays in front of the big screen, getting a victory burger, hanging by the mega bar, jumping in the pool, Mandalay Bay, LV Superbook, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. We're going to bump we're gonna bump elbows. You're going to flash me a Celtics Fade the Trendy Dog ticket yesterday. You love to see it. Laying five, that's way too high of a number, right? You got to take the points, right? Well, then why didn't the line move off of five if three out of four bets were on Milwaukee there? You love to see it, guys. And then again, that under 208.5 down to 205.5, deadbeat under as well. So flash me that Celts ticket. And guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. So sharp contrarian plays all night. Also, did anyone bet and cash their Celtics series price bet? I had one of those two for a unit. So we will take it. But anyway, guys, good luck. Have a great Monday, re-entry Monday, getting back into the groove. I know it's a little bit slower of a day today, but enjoy the MLB, and then just get ready. Starting tomorrow, we should have playoffs every single day. Cannot wait. And by the way, Tampa Bay, Florida, and the NHL, whew, that is going to be an epic, epic series. I might bet every over if I can get a 6.5 and not a 7, but that could be high scoring as well. Anyway, have a great day. Good luck. Enjoy your Monday. And my parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But we're playing a long game. And over the long haul, smart money does win a majority of the time. So that's why we want to be against the house, or sorry, against the public, with the house, with the pros. Flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be okay long term. So I wish you the best of luck, guys. Good luck. Do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Have a great Monday, and I will see you on Betting Across America, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time today, for a more in-depth breakdown of everything in the sports betting market. But good luck, everyone. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. Hope you cash your bets. Good luck today, guys. Have a great Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.